President Trump says communism is a big threat.
It is the greatest threat to our country, including World War I, World War II, Pearl Harbor, or even 9/11.
Trump and other Republicans are talking about communism. As candidates backed by the Democratic Socialists of America have won primaries in Colorado, in New York, and in Washington, D.C., let's unpack what could be a key line of attack ahead of the midterms. It is the NPR Politics Podcast. I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting.
I'm Elena Moore. I cover politics.
And I'm Franco Ordonez. I cover the White House.
So, Franco, that clip that we just heard a little bit of was President Trump at Mount Rushmore on July 3rd from this big speech he gave ahead of America's 250th. You've noticed this communism line of attack becoming a more common theme for the president.
I mean, he's really been pushing this message for the last few weeks through social media and many, many speeches, from his July 4th speech to even his press conference in Ankara, Turkey, which obviously was dominated by news about Iran. But he made sure to bring up this threat from communism. You just heard in the tape about he's saying it's a bigger threat than Pearl Harbor, than 9/11. He said it at that press conference as well. I mean, this is no doubt becoming a defining message of the midterms for the president. And both he and his team feel this is resonating with his base.
It's worth noting also, this is not just Trump doing this. We heard Speaker of the House Mike Johnson mention it at a press conference yesterday.
This is not a game. Everybody needs to understand these crazy little mini Mamdanis who are popping up all around the country, they are a danger to you and your family. This is not a game. If they promise you free stuff, there is far more beneath those promises that even some of these people do not understand themselves. This is not a game. This is not our father's Democrat Party. We're not arguing over marginal tax rates anymore. We're arguing over whether or not freedom is going to survive.